right way to say it. Yeah. Okay, slide 44. And so now that takes us to slide 45, and we're back to to our reference, which was reference 01-03. I told you to keep it handy to look at. And in particular, we're now going to go to activation. We were in notification. We've talked about the two levels, SAL 1, notification. SAL 1 is notice, SAL 2 is alert. So now we're off to looking at activation, and that's the end of the 223B course that we didn't finish 2 weeks ago. So now we are going to look at, or actually look at the C material, 223C. A bunch of handouts are references for this. I'll get my act together here in a minute. Okay, so what we got to do next is we got to change PowerPoint presentations. And we want to go to this. Okay, and so now up on the screen, we're now looking at activation. This is slide 46. It's the second slide for the ZR Incident Communication Center ICC Specialist, the 223B, excuse me, 223C, 223C presentation. So now, activation. Now let's look at a review of that. Immediately, we're going to jump to slide 48 of this presentation. Slide 48, activation activities. Okay, again, we don't self-deploy. Unless we've gotten what? Mobilization codes, right? Yeah, mobilization codes. And we can't, likewise, we can't go to the travel net unless we've been given permission by ResourceNet. And so that's included in following the procedures and protocols of our organization. And of course, we've got to complete appropriate forms. And we got a number of them. So looking at slide 49, it says initiate the ICS 214 form. That is, I think, I am off on my handouts here. But anyway, the 214 form, and it's in your handouts. It's reference 01-06.
It's slide 50.
Okay, the old slide 50. Right. Yeah, that's from a prior presentation. Yeah, but anyway, slide 50. Oh, okay, there it is. Okay, slide 50. Duh. Okay, and in the handouts for the class, you might label your copy of the 214 as reference 01-06, because that's the way it's labeled out on the web. So, what do we want to recall about that? Let's now move on to slide 52. Okay, what are some of the things we're supposed to do in activation? Well, obviously to update our 08AAF form. That's our activation mobilization checklist. We're supposed to update our ICS 214 form. Now, again, there is a handout in your, I think it's in here. Let me look at the handouts here. There's a handout, yes. There is a handout which is a form, which is a document from vcn.org. The title on the bottom of it is, it's a ZR-08AB-F. And it's basically the standard ZRICS standardized activation levels, or SAL activation level announcements. Now, we're not going to look at this tonight at all, but this is an excellent way to know exactly what you're supposed to fill in when it says update the checklist or update the 214 form, to look at what SAL level you're at, and then to look at what that document suggests we fill in. Everybody with me? Or are you lost? Okay.
Where are you?
Lost.
You again?
Where am I? Okay, well, I'm on slide 52. Okay, but what I was referring to is there's in your handout, there is a document. I'll pull it here. Okay, you've got it?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, there's a document there, and in my judgment, it is the best document that Wayne has created to help us keep it simple, stupid, of what in the world we're supposed to fill out and when. And Sydney, you brought up a long time ago a concern that we were getting lost in all these forms, which I think is a real real legitimate concern. So again, I would highlight you or encourage you to look at that document we just talked about, created by Wayne, because it really does summarize what we're supposed to do, even to the extent of when it says update the activation checklist. It tells you go to box so-and-so on line so-and-so and fill in specifically what to fill in. So it's really quite good.
Hey, Bob?
Yes?
I just want to point out something that just confused me a second ago. On slide 52, that first bullet says update ZR-208AAF form. And I quickly looked at the new spreadsheet, the SOCNAT form numbers, and I went down to the ZR-3 section accidentally, and there's a 08AAF in that one also, which is also a different form.
Yeah.
So be aware that if you're kind of focusing on the last four digits, you can't ignore the first three because there may be duplications.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got lost looking at the forms that way as well. Now, we think about it when we're talking about the ZR-208 form. Again, we're talking about activation. That's an operations form, so we're documenting the incident as it's being revealed to us. Okay, I think enough on that. And I just referred to the third bullet down, standardized activation levels. We've talked about that. You have a reference there that shows the NAM, notification, activation, mobilization levels. And we just talked about the pre-scripted messages. Now, one thing that I disagree with the first bullet item under standardized activation levels, it says develop test SAL prescripted message series. Develop / test SAL prescripted message series for all local hazards and threats, or threats. My background in business continuity says if you go in the direction of trying to define what you're going to say or do for every threat that might come to mind, you think we have a lot of paper now. There are a huge number of threats that could, a power outage versus a earthquake versus a gas leak versus a pandemic versus whatever. And there are so many threats that if we allow ourselves to go this way, we will get lost. And my 13 or actually 20 some years in the industry says that's the wrong way. Rather, we need to think in terms of what is the effect to our organization. Not the threat, but the effect in the result. How has it affected people? How has it affected the place where they work? The key infrastructure, the key people, the place where they work, or obviously communications. And if you know, and think in terms of that when you're going through tests and drills, I think it'd be helpful. Now, one other thing here, you see at the very bottom of slide 52, reference to course 044. You might make a note on this slide that there are two quizzes. There is a quiz at, yeah, I'll spit it out yet. First of all, course 044 was offered October 3rd and October 17th of 2012. And at the end of the October 17th, 2012 material, there is is an excellent quiz on the how to fill out the activation mobilization checklist. That Jay has done. At the very bottom and on the reproductions, it's kind of cut off. There's also an academy course, and on the slide it says 261, talking about SAL levels. Well, it was for us, it was course 264. And again, that course was offered on the web, it's listed as 2013-01. 09, or in other words, January 9th. The second part of it was January 23rd. And again, Jay has done a great job of creating a quiz to help you understand SAL levels. Okay, so enough on slide 52. And here we go. Slide 53 again is our form that we've been looking at, referring to. We've now gotten through activation, and now we're going to look at the three different levels of mobilization: staging, being deployed, or disaster. Actually, we won't look at disaster. Disaster is real easy. Disaster is do whatever you can do to help anybody that needs help. And if we're in disaster mode, forget the forms. Just do what is natural to help other people. So that leaves us with, for mobilization, stage and deploy. Okay, I'm now looking at slide 54, mobilization. And the next important slide is really slide 56. Slide 56 of this presentation. Again, we see the same warning. It says, do not deploy or depart unless your organization provides authorization. And We know that to be mobilization code.